So what is the role of neuregula in schizophrenia? Well, the neuregula story is very analogous to the dysbindin story. Neuregula was discovered basically the same way. It was based on family studies doing a so-called linkage analysis across the genome, looking for where markers that were spaced across the genome, which were just little polymorphic segments of DNA, would segregate, that is, travel in families along with the illness phenotype. And when these studies were done, one of the other regions of the genome that showed a very good so-called linkage signal was a region of the short arm of the eighth chromosome. And lying in that region was a gene called neuregulin. And when people looked then specifically at neuregulin for whether variations in its sequence were more abundant in schizophrenics than in controls, they found a signal in neuregulin. And this has also been replicated in probably 10 studies around the world. So that makes neuregulin look like a very good functional candidate gene for schizophrenia. How does neuregulin cause schizophrenia? Again, this is work that's just only been 2 years outgoing, but neuregulin is a multifunctional complex protein involved in many aspects of brain development, as probably are all the schizophrenia genes, by the way. And neuregulin is involved with the differentiation of nerve cells. It's involved with how nerves respond to the environment. It's involved with things called neuroplasticity and neural signaling. And so we believe that neuregulin is a risk gene for schizophrenia in terms of our current state of knowledge by affecting subtle processes involved in brain development that are probably part of how the schizophrenic brain gets configured.